The name Matthew Coit probably isn't familiar to most Oneonta County residents. Coit is an attorney in Albuquerque who specializes in cases involving the abuse and neglect of prisoners. He hit the mother lode in 2012, a $22 million jury award, one of the largest ever in a federal civil rights case involving an inmate, all as the result of the horrific conditions at the Oneonta County Detention Center, and at the expense of county taxpayers. The case of Stephen Slevin should be familiar to most residents, as it drew national shame to our county. Headlines and news stories throughout the nation told the story of the man left in solitary confinement and so badly neglected that at one point he was forced to pull his own tooth. All of the stories were accompanied by a photo of Slevin looking like he had just crawled out of the cave that he'd been living in for months. County commissioners responded to the wave of negative publicity by defending the detention center and insisting that it was all Slevin's fault. He wanted to be in solitary confinement, they said. But after agreeing to a $15.5 million settlement, they were forced to issue a half-hearted apology. The Board of County Commissioners deeply regrets the harm Mr. Slevin suffered during this period, they wrote in a press release. That regret did not lead to changes in leadership at the detention center. When the Sun News published an editorial demanding the firing of Director Chris Barella, the editorial board was told by commissioners that Barella was the only person who understood the detention center and could make the needed reforms. And so he kept his job. He kept his job again in 2016 after being arrested on criminal charges of misusing thousands of dollars from a fund set up for inmates. District Attorney Mark D'Antonio joined in a press conference at the time of Barella's arrest, but then later dropped the charges without an explanation. It wasn't until after Barella was arrested on marijuana possession charges that commissioners were finally forced to make a change in leadership. The above-mentioned press release with the apology to Slevin was not about contrition. That one line of regret was overshadowed by the praise commissioners lavished upon themselves for increased spending at the detention center. In the wake of this large settlement, we can say definitively that we have learned from the past, the press release said. We can also say with confidence that we are leading the way in the future. Well, Coit was back in the news recently after filing two new lawsuits alleging abuse of inmates at the detention center. In one case, a female inmate alleges that she was strip-searched within view of a male guard. When she requested to file a complaint, guards retaliated against her by placing her in solitary confinement for 85 days. With allegations that harken back to Slevin, she says that her cell had no hot water and ran out of toilet paper. The burned food she was served was so bad that she lost 20 pounds. The second lawsuit was filed by a 55-year-old man who alleges that staff failed to provide medical treatment after he suffered a heart attack. They laughed and joked instead, he alleges. Neither case has been proven in court, and I don't assume that all allegations are true. But I do suspect that the county still has more to learn. Daniel Peters, who was hired in September as the new director at the detention center, will lead that effort. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.